Now, 30 years ago this week, a brand new kids show started in the UK that reinvented breakfast television and created a star. The show was Whackaday and the star was Timmy Mallett. Right now, we're joined on the line by Timmy. Timmy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Timmy. Congratulations on your 30th anniversary. Did you ever think that a word association game would take the nation by storm?
Mallet's Mallet was a game we came up with for the summer of 1986. So for the first couple of series of Whackaday, it wasn't there. And they said, OK, we need to have a game. Let's get a couple of kids in, or we'll do a word association game. And we'll use a mallet, Timmy. A Timmy Mallet. A mallet, mallet. Are you all right with that? And I said, yeah, why? He said, well, because it'll be with you forever. What do you mean it won't? I said, we'll do it for 6 weeks and then we'll go on to something else. He said, I don't think so. I think you'll find that if it works, this will be there for the rest of your life. And the props department went off with the brief to make a foam mallet, and it came back and it was too heavy. I mean, it was just massively too heavy. And I said, no, we'll have it nice and light. Anyway, I've still got it. It's been refurbished a couple of times, but it's essentially exactly the same mallet from 1980.
It's amazing. It must have been such a buzz doing live TV every morning.
It was quite nerve-wracking. I remember getting quite nervous with each show, thinking, right, OK, get your energy levels at right, and how's this going to work? And you're never entirely sure it's going to work in the way that you think it might. We didn't have an audience. Mm. Always felt like we had a live audience, but in fact that was just the crew who were there watching, who would chuckle away.
And it felt so unscripted and so improvised in a way that you don't see that so often on TV. And I really think you inspired a lot of people in television in a way you probably don't even realise.
No, I wouldn't realise. I wouldn't take credit for that at all, Chuck. But that's really very kind of you to say so. And honestly, it's not something I've ever thought of before. But it's funny you should mention about the unscripted nature of Whackaday. I remember the producer getting a letter from a PhD student saying, I'm examining the use of language in kids' TV shows. Could I possibly have a copy of the script? And he wrote back and said, we've no idea what he's talking about. We did this show with him. So there's no chance of a script. He just makes it up as it comes out of his head.
Obviously, we used to see you painting all around the world on Whackaday. And fast forward to today, you're a highly respected, well-known artist. You know, you've got exhibitions, you've won awards, you've reinvented yourself. Did you ever think you'd be a modern-day Leonardo da Vinci?
Leonardo da Mallet. That's a nice thought, isn't it? I like that. I've always loved art, and I used to take the watercolours with me on Whackaday filming trips, and the director would always love that. If we're short of a story, he'd say, we're short of a story here. Paint a picture to me and tell us what you're doing. And we'd get a story out of that. So art's always been with me. And then I had a distributor come to me and say, hey, listen, we'd like to put some of your paintings in galleries. Then started asking for more paintings. And now I find that I paint part of every day. You welcome these opportunities when they come along. And now I'm thrilled to bits and really, really pleased to find that 30 years after Whackaday, it's still held in great esteem. And those things that I was doing as part of Whackaday, I now do full-time.
Well, Timmy, thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like to see more of Timmy's art, you can check out his website, which is timmymallet.co.uk.
That's me.
That's you.
It.
And also, there's a shop there where you can get your own Pinky Punky, which is a good Christmas present, I would say.
An excellent Christmas present. And you can get your full Timmy look, actually, you know, with the Timmy shirts and cap and glasses. And I like the fact that I've now become an adjective. People will say, I'm going off looking like Timmy Mallet. I think that's fantastic, and I'm really thrilled with that. And, you know, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm there at Timmy Mallet. So, you know, send me a tweet and it'd be a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, listen, Chuck, a good thing that you're doing here. Enjoy your radio show, and thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks, Timmy. You're a star. Appreciate it.